Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. How are you doing? What's the number one challenge that you are facing at work? Connect with me on LinkedIn and send me a quick DM now. Before I introduce today's guest to you, let me give you this amazing news. I have been talking about an idea for a while about how you can make your career a game and play it with passion to win this game. We all love to play games, don't we? So why don't we transform our career into a game? Just think about it for a second. It's going to be much more enjoyable and exciting this way. You can share your thoughts with me at my next event where I'm inviting you now. This is not training. It's just a virtual coffee date with me where I'm going to share with you the idea and the game plan. If you like the idea, you can join my community and we shall play this game together. Isn't that exciting? The link to register is on the episode page. Okay, so now let's talk about my very special guest today. I have Nitin Jhari with me. I have known him for a long time. He has always been the kind of person who believes in going the extra mile and achieving excellence. He's working as a senior program manager in Norton Life Lock, Chennai, India. Nitin has 18 plus years of experience. He's a blogger, a fitness enthusiast, and a great leader. I'm really excited. Let's welcome Nitin on the show. Hi, Nitin. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, Hina. Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting. Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And I think we are connecting after a long time.
Yeah. We have now known each other for probably 9 years or so, I guess.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think so. Yes.
2013-14. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Great to have you. Okay, Nitin, tell me, why project management and not anything else?
So for me, I don't like doing anything repetitive over a course of time. What project management gives me is that you start something, you achieve something, and you finish it, and you move on. You hand it over to operations, they do it, and you are on to create something new, do something different. So that's one of the aspects that I like project management, which is every project is something different, something new. I have rarely done repetitive projects. Even if they are, very small in nature. Longer projects, which I have had in my career, have always been unique and different. Second aspect, why project management is, I love meeting people. I love talking to them. So this allows me, I work with different set of people every time I'm working on a new project. So that connects me with different ethnicities, different views. I learn so much and I have learned so much over a period of 15, 18 years since I have been doing project management. Yeah, it's been fantastic. Worked with every continent, people in every continent. I have worked probably people with more than 30 countries.
And it
is such a fascinating. I know different cultures, not great detail, but up to an extent. So I find it that's very fascinating. I love it. Third aspect, it allows me to travel, which is also very fascinating for me.
And I am finding best part of it.
Yeah. So I have traveled places, many countries. I've been to places where, very less people would go normally in the for doing a project. I've been to Brazil. I've been to Hong Kong. So it allows me to travel different places in India, outside India. Yeah, I just love project management and I don't think I would be doing anything else because I get bored. Doing something repetitive, I get bored. So that's why project management.
Exactly, I understand that. For most of the corporate professionals, the worst thing is that the life becomes very monotonous. And it's like you keep on doing the same thing over and over and over. It's the same with me. Like, I cannot just be in a kind of environment where I feel stuck, where I feel stuck in kind of monotony. So yes, this is a very, this is a great point. All right. So I am sure that you love your job.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, exactly. When you love what you are doing, the work does not stay the work anymore.
Yeah.
Great. And then what are some of the major challenges of being a project manager?
Challenges that you, so those aspects which someone, I guess you need to have a certain sort of personality, which is inherent. You need to love challenges. You need to be, I would say, I'm not saying introverts will not be successful in this field, but it may be a little challenging for them. Okay. Communication is a big part of project management.
Yeah. So
70% what I do is communicate. Sometimes my family, they don't, sometimes they don't answer. They say, what you do, you just do meetings, you just talk and talk and talk. I'm like, yes, that's my job. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So if someone is not comfortable talking to people
over
chat, over email, over phone, in person, you need to be a natural communicator. If, if that's what you are not, then it's going to be a challenging field. You also need to be thinking about big picture. Like, there may be challenges, and there will be challenges when you do a project, when you manage a program, there will be challenges. But are you looking at the big picture? Okay, in the big picture of my program or my project, how this is impacting me and how can I manage this? Managing challenges, managing risks and issues, we do it day in, day out. And they will be more when you are near launch or a critical project. And you always need to ask question that, is it going to stop me totally to launch the project, or there is some workaround, or is it some value which I can pass to business? Even if it is 80%, should I do that now and hold this 20% to solve it and launch that later? So that's the kind of thought process one need to have. So that's why I said a certain kind of personality is needed to be, and as I said, many people get tired and fatigue, meeting fatigue is there. I normally do probably 5 hours average every day of my meetings. I spend there. So not everyone is comfortable spending so much of time in those meetings. So in case you are not liking these kind of challenges, in case your personality is not made for these, that's where, if you want to do something which is, and if there are people who don't like repetitive work, I'm sure there would be people who like repetitive work because that makes job easy for them. Sometimes you don't need to think too much about that. So there are all kind of people and all sort of jobs. So,
and there are kind of people who would like to stay in more, you know, safe zones. So these people who are comfortable doing the repetitive things and, you know, doing the same things over and over and over.
And I'm not saying anything bad about that. So you improve, you find different ways. And you probably do something else as well with that, because over a period of time, what you were doing in 8 hours, you master that in 5 hours, and then you can take something else. So, but that's a personality. Someone should be liking that kind of job to do that. And exactly same fits in for project and program managers.
Definitely. And also, I think that it's the ability to deal with diversity, where you are, you know, bringing different personalities together and managing the whole thing.
Yeah, wonderful. So, yes. And you need to understand different kind of cultures and what you can talk, what you can talk, what is sensitive, what is not. And you need to be a bit, I would say, curious and reading about those things and researching. If and I would say I love sports. Sports is such a connector. So if you like and love sports, working in project and program manager field where you need to talk to, if in case you're working with a global organization, mm-hmm. you talk with so many people. Mm-hmm. And that's where sports is such a connector. So if I like tennis, I like other sports, that's where you get to connect easily. That's why I said there should be common grounds where you can connect with people. You need to have an understanding, that's where, of local cultures and how local settings are. And that's where travel helps. So you need to be a kind of person who enjoys these kind of settings.
Yeah. And I think it needs a lot of EQ too.
Yes. EQ is important. Of course, you need to be... When I was working with French people in my last organization, I learned that sending an invite of meeting between 12 and 2 is a crime. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, but there are a lot of things. So they respect their lunchtime very much. And then in US, you would find a lot of people, even though they take early morning calls, but they would be going to drop their kids and they would be taking those calls from cars. So you need to respect it that they are joining these calls, they are there, but at the same time, you cannot expect them to share their screen and all that because they are also doing a very important job for their family.
Right. I can totally get that. This is really important. Okay, Nitin, tell me, did you start your career in the project management or anything else that you started with?
Yeah, down the memory lane. I started in 2004. I completed a three-year diploma in IT from Lucknow. And after that, I didn't find a job for a couple of months. Oh. And then I started working with my brother who was running a consulting organization in quality management field at that time.
Okay.
So I started working with him, working on projects. So project management, even though it was very tiny, very small, it was there from the very beginning. It was focused on providing quality management consultancy to some of those clients. So one thing which I was very fortunate is that the exposure, I got to manage projects, maybe they were very small, tiny in the nature. I got the exposure to talk to direct clients, face them. There were many, many different sort of clients. And that gave me a lot of confidence. I was just out of my college and I used to look like a very young boy at that time, but gathering respect from people from the age of 55-60, it was a challenge, but I mastered in 6 months.
Really? And awesome.
After that, it was fantastic. So project management was there from the beginning in different forms and shapes, but yes, it was there.
And that looks like a long and beautiful journey.
Yes, that is. And after that, I joined a couple of organizations, which didn't turn out to be very great in terms of culture. But I one thing which I would say, I learned every organization wherever I went, even if it was for 6 months, there were a couple of organizations, I went there for 6 months, I learned many things. So funny thing is that I joined in 2007. And between 2004 and 2007, I was working with that consulting organization, which I talked about. And I didn't know the jargons which people use so casually in corporate world. Yeah. FYI, FYI, MA, FYA, MOM. There are so many jargons and people will use left, right, and center. And I would find, and I didn't had, it was a new setting, a big organization. Mm-hmm. I was short on my confidence at that time. So I would many times find challenging. We didn't had internet on phones at those time. Even office internet didn't used to be open. So it was a different time. Yeah. It was a challenge. But yeah, I see.
Yeah, it's crazy when you join the corporate industry. Like I remember that when I joined my job, like first job, it was like crazy. It's really a hard time, you know, adjusting yourself in the kind of environment.
Yes.
And it's
that's where people need to understand that when what you may be very familiar with can be totally alien to someone coming from a different world.
Yeah,
so absolutely. And over the years, the organization develop, not only they use industry specific jargons, they develop their own jargons and abbreviations, which are not easy for people joining. In my current organization, I joined and here is a term called GE. GE here stands for Global English.
Okay.
And in my last organization, last to last organization, of course it used to stand for Global General Electric. And I'm like, what is my current organization has to do with General Electric? And over a period of time, then I learned that it's Global English and not General Electric. So yeah, there are many funny things with these abbreviations.
Yeah. And Nitin, what do you think is the key to success when it comes to one's professional life?
Key to success, I always call two C's. Don't put me in the bin of with people who like these kind of things, but a couple of points for success has been communication and confidence.
Yeah.
I think I can add attitude as well, but communication and confidence are two primary keys or two primary attributes for success. I learned a Hindi medium school throughout my career, but I tried to learn English. I tried to speak English. I learned it by reading newspapers, by listening cricket commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here today. Where I am today, I would say the biggest contributor is that my communication. If I didn't learn speaking English and all that, probably I would not be here. So communication, big part of that is that you communicate in a language which is spoken globally. That mm-hmm. is English. So learning English is very important. If you want to work with an organization, even if your organization is not global, but if it is serving to the clients which are global or they are serving in South India, then you need to understand that how important that English is.
Yeah.
So another point is that the same work, if you are doing and if you don't speak English and if you speak English, the same work will fetch you at least 2 to 3 times minimum more money than if you don't speak English. That is the reality. We need to accept it. And then it feels so funny to me sometimes that when these Hindi push weeks happen and all that, I'm all for languages, but is it going to earn me money? Is it going to pay my bills?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where English trumps everything. You need to be communicative. You need to feel very comfortable in communication.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing which is confidence. So you will not know, like 90%, for me, it's 100%. What I have done throughout my career, I probably didn't learn even 2% of that when I was studying. So what has kept me going is the confidence. To confidence that, yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
Yes, let me try this. I can do this. And when someone is asking you, maybe it's an interview or many times outside interview. So what you do in an organization over a long period of time is not what you started with.
Yeah.
So you are doing many more new responsibilities and all. And it's when someone asks you, hey, can you do that? You need to be confident. Yes, I can. Even if internally you are uncomfortable, you still need to feel and show the confidence that, yes, I can do this. So, and confidence to it. I can add attitude, attitude of learning, attitude, positive attitude. We all are by nature averse to change. And that is something which has cost me a lot over a period of time. And now I am learning to not to be averse of change, and more change I embrace. One of the analogy I have is if there is a storm coming and you have your back facing the storm, you don't know if a brick is coming or a tree is coming to you or maybe a gold bar coming to you. So you cannot save yourself if you are not facing it, and you cannot grab opportunity. You need to face the change with open arms. Okay, maybe there are opportunities. There will be opportunities. And many times in this corporate world, changes happen. And if you are not comfortable, ask yourself a question. How does this impact me?
Yeah.
maybe 90% of changes don't impact you directly. If they don't impact you directly, don't lose your sleep. Keep your focus on the work you do.
Change is, I think, is the only constant. And then there's a wonderful book. I don't remember the name of the author, but that the title is What's Got You Here Will Not Get You There. If you just keep resisting the change, then definitely your growth is going to be very, very limited.
Yes. So, yeah, you need to come out of your comfort.
Yes.
Or you need to make peace with yourself. If you are comfortable what you are doing and you don't want to come out of it, then you should make peace that, okay, growth may not come and I'm fine with it.
Got it. Yes, right.
And so both things will not happen together.
Yeah, right. And but anyway, the change has to come. It will come sometime or the other. That's a law of the nature, right?
Yes.
So Nitin, you write a blog and I have read a couple of your posts too. And these are just wonderful. Tell us a bit about your blog. When and why did you start it?
As I said, I'm a communicator. I have opinion on many matters. And when I joined Twitter 2009 and after that started following many people, I learned a lot about many things which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed my view. I read about those topics. Maybe it's women empowerment. Maybe it's LGBTQ community. I'm still learning. I didn't know many things. Mm-hmm. And that's where I started feeling a change in my thought process. And I started feeling confident that, okay, I have views and why not to share them, even if I could change views of 2% regarding how they treat half of the population, how LGBTQ or how fitness or whatever. I have views on many things.
Yeah.
So I think that it also personally very liberating to me when I am not able to say anything to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I just write it and post.
Yeah, that's a wonderful.
So I write on fitness. I write on women empowerment. I write travelogues, and I write on any topic which is on my mind on that day,
mm-hmm.
and that feels me so liberated. After when I publish a blog, for 2 days I'm just like in a different world because I feel so fantastic for that. So I would say I love when people read it. I receive very positive feedback. Sometimes if there is a gap of posting, people reach out to me, hey, you didn't post anything.
Okay,
that's fantastic. But most of it I write it for myself. I feel very good and I want to communicate what I have been writing through my blogs.
Right. So where can we find your blog?
So you can go on Medium and you can find me, Nitin Johri.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you would be there. I probably already published around 30 articles over there.
Oh, great.
Some I do them in Hindi. Some I do where they are more about talking a topic. I want to share that what should happen. That's where I write in English because English is a greater reach.
Yeah.
Even internationally, people from different countries can read and they do read. When I have something very personal and close to my heart, then I write in Hindi because that's where the thoughts flow very naturally to me. And so I write in both these languages and you can find many topics on my blog on Medium.
Great. Thanks. And I am going to include your blog link in the episode section so that people can find you there and read your posts.
Thank you so much, Hina.
You're welcome, Nitin. Did you ever have a mentor or someone who helped guide you along the way, Nitin?
I felt recently that what if I had a mentor?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't had bits and pieces, advices kept coming, but I learned more organically by making mistakes, by doing things. But I provide good mentorship to a lot of people, whosoever is looking for it.
Yeah.
So what I didn't had, I thought many people should or everyone should have it. I now have mentors.
Mm-hmm.
So I now have mentors who help me, in discovering that what I'm looking for. So many times, and that's what sometimes I do it for myself. Sometimes I do it for others.
Mm-hmm.
So mentors are important. They help you make less mistakes. You always can learn by making mistakes and you learn. but life is too short to make all, to learn through mistakes. Yeah. So yes, it's important to have mentor.
Right. And then the most important thing is that when anybody who's mentoring us on any level, it's like when they are asking some powerful questions and we are answering, right? And then we get deeper into ourselves to answer those questions. So then in the whole process, we discover ourselves. That's the most important and beautiful thing that I find in mentorship.
Role of mentor is not to tell you what to do. Role of mentor is to help you find yourself that what you should be doing.
Yes.
So asking those probing questions, taking you in that direction where you yourself find that what is to be done, what you should do, and how that should be done.
Yeah, that's perfect. Nitin, that was a wonderful conversation and I really enjoyed talking to you.
Absolutely, same feeling for me. I love talking to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Nitin. Nitin's story is inspiring, isn't it? Nothing better will happen if you do nothing better. Okay, so you know that law of physics that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. If you play a mediocre game, the results are going to be mediocre. Do what I say, change your game. How? Meet me live at my next event. The link to register is on the episode page. That's it for this week. I'll see you in the next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe.
Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for career-changing tools and resources. Don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.